Welcome back to Let's Talk About Death and Dying. How has it been? Man, I feel like I haven't done a podcast episode in like forever. I miss y'all. I hope y'all miss me because I miss y'all. Today we are going to talk about pandemic fatigue. So this is something that I've given some thought to. And I want to say that I've coined the term pandemic fatigue. And we're going to talk about it in relation to unforeseen grief. So, what is pandemic fatigue? So, some of you may have started out really strong in the pandemic last year. Maybe you were resting, you were taking care of yourself. I was baking a lot. I was curling my hair every day. I was putting on lip gloss. I was interchanging my t-shirts because I have a gang of t-shirts. So I was like, oh, I'm going to wear all my t-shirts. I was bird watching. I took up bird watching in the pandemic and it really was therapeutic for me. And I was doing all of these great things, fun things that were helping me to cope in the pandemic. And then I learned about Zoom. I have to admit, I never heard of Zoom before this pandemic. And I never used Zoom before the pandemic. So now this new idea has been introduced to me. And I can go to all of the events that I used to go to outside. Now I can go to them on Zoom. So I'm saving gas. I'm saving time. I can be in two places at once and never leave the house. So I was kind of excited about that. I was signing up for all of the free workshops and summits and town halls. So now here we are in 2021. And I'm on like overload. I cannot take another Zoom conference, workshop, self-care event. I'm at the point now where I'm signing up for these things and then I'm like, oh, I'm so tired. I'm not even gonna go. Or I'm signing up for them and I'm talking to myself and I'm like, why did you sign up for that? And you know you already got two or three other things on your calendar. I don't know when the last time I baked. I'm missing my birds. I haven't really saw my birds that I was seeing last year. Like, I just have this sense of tiredness. And I think it's because of how long we've been in the pandemic. I don't know if I started out like really strong and maybe I was doing a whole lot at once and now my train has no choo-choo. It's no choo-choo in my train anymore. So pandemic fatigue is when you started out one way and now you're experiencing symptoms like you're tired, you're drained by Zoom. You know, we've heard about Zoom fatigue and we're familiar with that. But just everything that comes with the pandemic, whether that is being on a lot of Zooms or your work schedule or your work environment is different, or, you know, outside is different. Although outside is opening up here in the United States, it's different from state to state. And I'm here in Michigan, so we're in phases where I think we are at 55% vaccinated. So we're returning to work. The restaurants are opening. I think we're getting ready for like sports venues and things like that. But because there is an unemployment shortage, now the services that we get that are opening up, now the services are going to be different. Maybe they take a little longer. Maybe the customer service isn't the best because of the shortage. So these are things that now we're experiencing them and we're just tired. You know, we're in the grocery store and people are still buying up the toilet paper and the paper towel and their lines are very long and we're just kind of tired. So that is what it could look like, the symptoms. You're just tired of being in the spaces that you're in, and we've been in the space for a long time. It's been a year and a half, and you might feel drained, you might feel tired, you might feel frustrated, you might feel angry, you might feel sad, or you just might not have a name for how you feel. Maybe you have a lot of feelings, but you really don't know how to express it. You really don't know what to call it. Now, some things that can contribute to pandemic fatigue, and this is very important, and I'm still exploring this, but how we think about things, how we process things, what we're telling ourselves, that self-talk that we are giving to ourselves. That can also contribute to the pandemic fatigue, because this is something that we cannot control. I know that, you know, the scientists in the scientific community has, you know, come out with the vaccine, and that has been a glimmer of hope, but we still don't know how long things are going to be going on. We don't know at what percentage people are going to be vaccinated. We don't know if COVID is going to leave the earth entirely. There's just a lot of things we don't know and we can't predict. So our self-talk has to really become stronger in what we're telling ourselves so we can calm down in the pandemic. Because whether you know it or not, or whether you acknowledge it or not, we have all been stressed for a year and a half. Like, our bodies are in fight or flight mode. We've all been in fight or flight for a year and a half. So that's changing our serotonin levels in our brains. That's changing the dopamine. That's changing all of that stuff that normally would be regulated if it wasn't a pandemic. So how do you feel about it? How do you feel about the pandemic fatigue and things changing? Because right now the world is in a shift. You know, we got used to our mask and we got used to our drive up celebrations and club quarantine, and we just got used to a lot of different things. Multitasking like never before. So now the world is opening back up. In some places, if you're fully vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask outside. And now we have to adjust to this change, this new change. So there is a form of grieving in there. You know, I've been really thinking about the crafters and the creative people who came up with all sorts of wonderful things, you know, masks and maybe like the matching head coverings and the glasses and all kinds of these innovative things. You know, that piece you put over your face before you put your mask so you can breathe. Like, how are they feeling? Because are they about to go out of business because the pandemic is like subsiding? Are they sad because now
this newfound thing that we really needed and it helped save our lives. Now, is it becoming obsolete because of the vaccine? Now, these are just thoughts that I have. I'm not saying that I don't want things to get better, because I definitely do. But these are things that we have to look at and be aware of, because these are forms of grief. Grieving, like, oh, I had so much fun making these things and now I'm not making them anymore. Because you know what? That was a form of therapy for that person. Helping somebody else and coming up with this creative way to have a mask and be excited about it and feel good about it. That is a ministry. That's a form of therapy. That is a ministry. That was giving back huge to the world. And now, because we're in a change, we're in a shift, you know, that's going to look different. I loved hanging out, drive up weddings, drive up receptions, drive up birthdays. Oh my God, the creativity. My family and I, we would go and we make signs and get balloons, and you get gifts when you go. Oh my God, the creativity. It was so great. So, you know, with things changing, you know, that's kind of getting cut out, because now people are more comfortable with meeting and being outdoors and things like that. But for somebody, that was therapeutic. That was therapy. That was helping them to get through. Because I know personally for me, I'm not ready to go to an event. Even though it's outside, I'm not ready. You know, I kind of ease my way in, you know, because I'm trying not to build a wall and isolate myself, or as my grandmother would say, I'm not trying to become an invalid. Now, the older that I am, like, I'm really understanding what that means. So, you know, I try to ease my way into different things, but I'm very aware of how I'm feeling and what I'm thinking. And you know, that's a unforeseen loss. The things that I used to be able to do, now I have to do them with caution. I have to really think about, what is this, going to this thing, is it worth me potentially being in a situation? Because COVID is still here in the earth, although we have vaccines and people are fully vaccinated and the numbers are going down, it has not left the earth. And I want to always exercise wisdom and not move out of emotion. And everyone has a portion of wisdom, and everyone's leading is going to be different. So we always have to think about how we're going to respect one another, because what the spirit is telling you may not be the same thing as what the spirit is telling me. And we have to respect each other and love on each other and give grace to one another and mercy to one another during this season. So, what do we do about pandemic fatigue? Well, the number one thing we all can strive to do is to take care of ourselves. I mentioned that I like signing up for all of the Zooms and all the workshops and summits and things like that. Sometimes I have to not attend because I just need to rest. the other thing that I really have been paying attention to, so I wear glasses, and I've been wearing glasses since the third grade, so I'm very comfortable with my glasses and how things are supposed to go. So every time you get a new prescription, things are supposed to get better. Your eyes are supposed to get sharper and things are supposed to get better. And this year and a half, because we have been looking at our phones a lot, the computer screens, and we're not getting people time and outside time, my eyes are doing the funky fandango. And I have never, ever felt this way about my eyes and glasses. And I need the glare. Like, you know, I got that ring light. Oh my God, I love it because I need it, but it's too bright. It is super bright. So sometimes I have to like not use the ring light, even though I need to use the ring light. Like, these are things that I never had to think about. And now I have to think about it in terms of how is this affecting my eyes? Like, when I go to my next eye doctor appointment, like, I'm kind of concerned. I don't know what kind of prescription I'm going to get. So I'm kind of, you know, aware of that grief as well. That's unforeseen grief that I never had to think about. And if you are out there and you wear glasses too, and you are experiencing this, you are not by yourself. It is because of pandemic fatigue. This is, you know, I've never looked at the TV this much, or the computer screen, or my cell phone, because, you know, normally we would get a little time away from those things because we would be interacting with people or doing things, or, you know, we would have a variety of activities. Whereas when the pandemic happened, you really didn't have a lot of variety. You're going to the grocery store and you're going to the gas station, and that's it. And you catching up on Netflix and Hulu and all of that. And then you're on a computer 8 hours at work and you're at home. So, you know, it is a difference. I can definitely tell the difference in my eyes. So that is the reason that rest is important, because I have to rest my eyeballs. As much as I want to be on social media and see what's going on with everybody, like, I have to rest my eyes. I have a hard time giving myself device breaks, like breaks off my device. So we got to give ourselves breaks from our computers and our phones and the TV. So I do want to work on that. Self-care, doing something for yourself. Whether that is watching a movie, getting a foot massage, or painting your nails, or laying in the bed and just being quiet. Whatever self-care looks like for you, we have to increase that. In the pandemic, I have been doing my meditation. I use my Fitbit. Fitbit has some great meditations that are included for free on the Fitbit. I also do my Christian meditations through the Abide app. And also, I listen to the Shine app. So I've really been trying to center myself and, you know, make sure I'm doing things to calm down. Exercise is another thing that we can do to combat pandemic fatigue. Now, I'm gonna keep it real. I've been struggling with the exercising piece. I don't know why. I'm still trying to process my feelings around that. But the least I'll do is walk. So that's the least that I'll do. You know, I do a little Zumba on the TV, hula hoop with my weighted hula hoop. You know, I've done different things, but, you know, I definitely want to be a little bit more consistent with that. So those are you know, exercise is another thing. Reading a book. Oh, I started out so strong in the pandemic. I'm like, I'm going to read a book every month. And then the TV just started getting so good. I mean, Netflix and Hulu, Sling, and all of these TV channels I never knew about. They just started getting so good to me. So I'm still going to be reading. And that's something that I'm also striving to do. So those are a few things that we can do to combat pandemic fatigue. Thank you all so much for being here. I really appreciate you all listening to this podcast. It means so much to me, and this podcast has definitely helped me to get through different things and to be aware of how I'm feeling. And I think it's more important than ever during this time to be aware of how you feel, and it's okay. As long as you continue to try and work through your feelings and come up with solutions, you just keep taking those steps and being aware of your feelings, because this is just a hard time. Everybody's hard time looks different. But we're definitely all in hard times. But I'm so glad you are here. You are listening to this podcast means that you made it. And that is such a blessing. And I'm so glad that you are here. You are important. You have purpose. There is something for you to do and get done in the earth. You are somebody's blessing. You are here to help somebody get to where they need to be. So I'm so thankful for you. Until next time.